Shopping the Gap with Nietzsche. I've got a game I like to play. I like to see how far I can get into the gap before a sales clerk says, "Hi, how are you?"
Nietzsche wears chinos? You bet. A pre-gap kind of guy who wrote the genealogy of morals for an age when philosophy couldn't be haikued into regular, slim, or relaxed fit. When people hadn't yet learned how to recline. By shopping at the Gap, circulating among all the black and the beige and the navy and the white. But then the Gap is post-Nietzsche, because it's about the post-human body, like a hole or a space in between, where the body goes to disappear by fitting in, just vanishing into frenzied inertia. That styles and memory of events that never happened, or into a neutral zone. The Gap is not the abyss. It's a recombinant store where the basics can be folded, spliced, and resequenced.
And why? Because the Gap manufactures our fantasies. That shirt would be terrific for golf. These pants are nice for now, but great for Bermuda this winter. Everybody should have a flesh-colored bra in their wardrobe. The kind of nowhere style of clothes which are never really in and never really out. No cuts, no transgressions, no disturbances, no gaps. Without Nietzsche digging in the soul meat, without conscience vivisectioning for relaxed, fit minds, without body vivisectioning for slim fit morality, without nutcrackers of the soul for regular fit looks, where the post-human body in the mall